Hey, book lovers, my name is Kenesha Tillman. I am the owner of Tutus and Tennis Shoes, which is a hair care education company. I am so glad you're joining us for another story time, and I have something really exciting to tell you guys. So today's story is actually going to be read by my son, who is 13. I thought you guys would love to hear a younger voice sometimes, just to, you know, mix things up. So leave us a message and let us know how you like it. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hello, everybody. Today I'll be reading a story called Be Kind. It was created by Pat Zelflow Miller and was illustrated by Jen Hill. For those of you who are reading along with us, today I will be... If you hear the sound, turn the page. All right, let's begin. Today... No, it was yesterday. Tanisha spilled grape juice yesterday all over her new dress. Everyone laughed. I almost did too. But my mom always tells me to be kind, so I tried. I don't think it worked. I said, "Purple is my favorite color." I thought Tanisha would smile, but she ran into the hall instead. When she came back, snack time was over. She put on her art smock and didn't look at anyone. I almost told Tanisha that art was my favorite class, but I didn't want her to leave again. So I painted purple splotches and added some green until I had a bunch of beautiful violets. While I painted, I thought about Tanisha. Should I have handed her my napkin? Let her borrow my sweatshirt? Spilled my juice so everyone stared at me instead? What does it mean to be kind anyways? Maybe it's giving. Making cookies for Mr. Rinaldi, who lives alone. Letting someone with smaller feet have my too tight shoes. He might win races in them too. Maybe it's helping. Putting dirty dishes in the sink. Cleaning up after Otis, our class guinea pig. He's a messy eater. Maybe it's paying attention. Telling Desmond I like his blue boots. Asking the new girl to be my partner. Listening to Aunt Franny's stories, even the ones I've heard before. Being kind should be easy, like throwing away a wrapper or recycling a bottle, or saying thank you and bless you. My mom says the quickest way to be kind is to use people's names. Hey Carla, what's new Omar? Good afternoon Rabbi Mandelman. Being kind can be hard too, even when you know what to do. Teaching someone something I'm good at is tricky, even when I'm patient. That's not a real one, my bad. And sticking up for someone when other kids aren't kind is really hard and really scary. Maybe I can't solve Tanisha's grape juice problem. Maybe all I can do is sit by her in art class and paint this picture for her, because I know she likes purple, too. Maybe I can only do small things, but my small things might join small things other people do, and together, they could grow into something big. Something really big. So big that all our kindness spill out of our school, spread throughout the town, travel across the country, and go all the way around the world. Right back to Tanisha and me, so we can be kind again and again. and again. So that was the end of that book. I hope you like it, and have a good day.